The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. The world is seldom what it seems. Samuel Johnson, English poet and essayist. You open up an envelope from your friend to find that it's a save-the-date magnet for his wedding. How nice. You excitedly take the magnet up to your refrigerator and... wait, what? The magnet doesn't stick to it. And then you remember you just remodeled a few months ago and decided to get stainless steel appliances. Your place looks awesome, but now you're curious. You take the magnet over to your new sink, and to your surprise, it sticks. But how can that be? The sink is stainless steel, just like the other appliances, right? Well, if you take iron and add at least 10.5% of chromium to it, you get a corrosion-resistant, i.e. rust-resistant, alloy called stainless steel. By adding other alloying elements, such as nickel, molybdenum, copper, and titanium, you can get an even more durable, higher-quality stainless steel that can be used in intense environments. The amount of iron in the stainless steel alloy will determine whether or not it will be magnetic. At Friedland, we process various types, also known as series, of stainless steel. As a scrap commodity, non-magnetic stainless steel is more valuable than magnetic stainless. This can get confusing for someone who brings in a 400 series magnetic stainless steel sink, for example, thinking that it's just as valuable as a non-magnetic version of the same item. It will help you to know this, and perhaps use a magnet to test your scrap stainless steel ahead of time, so you know how to separate the more valuable from the not as valuable material before bringing it to us. The magnet will tell you everything. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.